Welcome back to Dave's Gone By.
That was a pitiful plea, by the way.
No, it wasn't pitiful at all. It was very Wild Man Fisher-esque. Well, that would be pitiful, wouldn't it? But anyway, hey, speaking of pitiful, our guest on the telephone at the moment, I was so happy to see him. He stopped in earlier, brought me coffee, and we chatted over old times. I haven't seen Joe Salzone in months and months and months, and so it was really, really great to see him. He looks good, but I was wondering why he was wearing long sleeves and long pants in this kind of weather, because usually when I see Joe, he's stark naked. So,
really?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was like, Joe, why are you dressed like this? And now I've got Joe Salzone on the phone saying hi. Joe, what's the matter?
Dave, you nappy-headed hoe, you didn't reimburse me for that coffee.
No, you know, I didn't. I generally don't, because I'm the older guy, and you should
And you're Jewish, we know.
And he got no money.
That we certainly know. But, Joe, well, how you...
That's because people have to sponsor him. He has to pitifully plead for sponsorship.
Yes, those poor suckers.
Well, anyway, what? I don't know what that means. What does that mean, Joe?
You know, hey, it's almost midnight. I don't know.
It means that anyone who sponsors you would be very lucky to do so.
Exactly. And it is past Joe's bedtime. Usually he's asleep by like 9, 10 o'clock because... Why is that, Joe?
Because I have a real job, Dave.
Oh, yeah. A real radio job. Where can people hear you?
I have no idea.
Oh, now stop.
On the radio, maybe?
On the radio, perhaps. You know, in the perfect world, on the radio, yes.
Well, yeah.
And what radio station do you work at?
I'm afraid that is between me and the CIA.
Oh.
Yeah, and also the other station that doesn't like him, people knowing that he's on this station.
Yeah,
so it's kind of a... Yeah.
Oh, I see.
But you're on it most mornings giving the news broadcasts on this other station.
So most mornings. Now, I was listening to you two talk
about... Is it a Long Island radio station?
Yes, it is.
Yes, I believe it is.
Okay.
Joel Siegel, who died this week, wrote a book after the birth of his son.
Yes.
Joel was 57 when his son was born about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote this book. Well, this is after his cancer diagnosis, and he wasn't sure how much time he'd have. The doctor said at the time, after the original diagnosis, that he, Joel, would have about a 70% chance of seeing his son born. That percentage would later drop following some surgeries. But he wrote this book, a collection of letters to his son, Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
And one, he talks about going through chemotherapy.
Going through what?
Right, and losing his hair.
Oh, chemotherapy and losing his hair, yeah.
I'm sorry, those evil cell phones.
Yeah.
And I...
Can you hear us? Can you hear me
now? Yeah. So anyway, yeah.
And I was... They published on the ABC website parts of his book.
Mm-hmm.
And much like his critiques of movies, you can almost hear him telling you the story. It was very well written and sad that he passed away.
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. I didn't read the book. I'm not about to now, but I'm sure it was...
Why? You've been extra 10 minutes.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to read it to everyone. It's in large type. But speaking of ailments, thank God...
Well, why are you in long sleeve and long pants? That's what I want to know, Joe.
Well, I unfortunately lost a recent wrestling match with Poison Ivy.
You lost what?
A recent...
I lost a wrestling match with Poison Ivy.
Oh.
I am currently, though, winning the battle...
With calamine lotion?
Calamine lotion and assorted other lotions.
And you just don't...
KY, boy bugger. No.
Dave gave me a very nice rub down earlier. That
oh,
was
yeah.
Very nice. I didn't even ask. As a matter of fact, I told him no. But...
Was there a happy ending to it?
Well, for me, anyway. Yeah, but anyway.
And yes. For his wife, not so much. That was awkward.
But you declined to see a doctor. I mean, you've had this for a few days now. And even in its worst, when you weren't able to sleep, you said no doctors.
No, that's highway robbery, going to a doctor.
So were you itchy?
I am itchy.
And scratchy?
No, I'm not scratchy.
Because of the calamine?
Yep.
Did you take a milk bath, too? Oh, that's skunk.
Or oatmeal or something. Oh, yeah.
No. I thought about doing the oatmeal bath, but as I told Dave earlier, I just don't want oatmeal in every nook and cranny of my body. It's just wrong.
It's very healthy for you. It's low cholesterol.
That's right.
Well, Jeff, if I remember you, I'm sure you would enjoy that.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
I don't know either. Now, is he the one who spoke of his trip to Thailand?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I
thought. Oh, that's what he means. Okay.
What?
We won't get into that.
Okay.
Those stories are burned in my memory.
Oh.
Yeah, those stories.
Okay.
Speaking of 16-year-olds. But anywho. No, I don't know what
60-year-olds.
No. Anywho. So how else have things been for you, Joe?
Well, pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I understand, Dave.
Yes.
That your wife has now finally become a doctor.
This is true.
And the divorce is coming soon.
May I offer you the greatest of mazel tovs at that achievement?
Yeah. I mean,
and we also have to add that she's moving to Philadelphia.
Well, part-time. Yes, here and there. I mean, we're...
She's finally escaped the neighborhood.
That's right.
She'll have a part-time husband over there.
Over there, yeah.
Well, we hope so. It's better than no husband all over here.
She's looking for a personal trainer out there, so... Someone named Lars who's skiing.
You know, I'm free in the afternoon, so hey.
Hey, you have poison ivy. I don't want to rub it up against you.
Besides, you're his.
Oh, that's true. I would miss you terribly, Joe.
I'm sure you would.
So how are your dachshunds? Joe is also a dachshund person. He's got two, as everyone should.
They are good.
Are they spayed and neutered?
Are you spayed and neutered?
I am not.
Actually, before we get to the dogs, you did tell me, and I hope this was not off the record, that when you got poison ivy, you got it everywhere.
Yes.
Including...
It was off the record.
Oh.
But you can use your imagination as to...
So are your dogs spayed and neutered?
Yes, they are.
Now, you might want to know why I asked that question. Why
did you ask that question, Jeff?
I'm a personal friend of Bob Barker's. Did I tell you I was on the prices, right? Dave just hates when I bring that up every time.
Well, I haven't heard the story.
I bring it up every opportunity I can. And actually, Dave, the really, really good news about that...
What's the really good news?
I found out while we were in Vegas,
mm-hmm,
that I'm going to be rerun on The Price is Right August 10th, and a Friday rerun, which means my episode was a great favorite of the CBS executives.
Mazel tov. Now I know you'll be announcing this every Sunday
until August 10th. So do set your calendar for Friday, August 10th at 11 a.m. Channel 2.
For The Price is Right. You watch it every day, don't you, Joe?
I haven't watched The Price is Right in years.
Well, what are you going to do on August 10th?
I will watch the great Jeff Goodman on The Price is Right.
Thank you. And you know what I'm wondering, though?
What are you wondering, though?
Are they going to send me duplicate prizes now so I win the prizes again?
Now, that would be good. That would be neat. I don't think so, though. No, you need to get residuals.
You know what I want?
What?
A new car!
Yeah! Joe feels completely left out of this conversation now. You there, Joe?
I'm here. No, you were actually on Contestants Row?
I was called on down.
Really?
Oh, no.
On TV, you heard, there we go, Jeffrey Goodman, come on down!
Well, now I must ask you.
Yes.
Did you know ahead of time that you would be called down, or is it literally a surprise?
No, it is really, truly a surprise. You have like a 60-second interview. They interview everybody in the audience. All 325 people get interviewed by one of the associate producers. And then if they like you, that's how they gauge your personality. And they just call you on down if they like you.
So they do have a list of people, potential contestants.
No, they don't know who. They honestly do not know who is coming down.
Really? It's an arbitrary decision.
What happens is you go and you have a number on you, which most people don't know. Underneath your name tag,
there's actually tattoo it on your arm.
There's a number, and you're always in line by the number, and the number is also so they know where you're seated, so that they kind of know. They pick the order of who's going to. I'm assuming they pick the people before. There's a list given to the announcer before the show, but up until maybe an hour or two before the show, they have no idea who's going to be a contestant. He's actually a really, really nice man. He's very calming. When you're on the show, you actually aren't nervous because he's by your side all the time, and he kind of says things in a very calming way. Not that you know what anything's doing. Everyone talks about The Price is Right fog. You're not nervous. You're just in this fog when you're on it.
And Bob says, calm down, you moron. It works.
No, but there's like 10 people behind the cameras that... Three cameras at you or something like that, and then...
Oh, yeah, no, I can imagine.
All these cameras,
completely.
And there's a stage manager and a director. They're all moving their hands, telling you where to go. It's like, really, you're just watching everything going on around you.
Does he talk to the audience during commercial breaks?
Oh, yes.
He does?
Bob, he takes questions. He's very nice.
Oh, you had said that in... You wouldn't know it in real life, but when the cameras are on and when he steps out on that stage, you say he's the funniest.
Well, even when he's on stage and you at home you hear and it's like all corny jokes and stuff that he does, they're hilarious in person. He's like one of the funniest people, and he's very nice. He's very genteel. A really nice man. There's nothing I can say bad about. Roger Dobkowitz is one of my favorite people. He's the executive producer of The Price is Right. He couldn't be nicer. And the only people who are kind of standoffish are the models. They're really, they just come, you hardly see them.
Now,
well, yeah, because they're so thin, you can't really see them.
This is true.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Let me ask,
Except when I did, I also did some test shows for, the new Bob Barker, you know, finding a replacement for Bob Barker. And in one of the test shows, I did win a showcase, which garnered me quite a bit of money, which was excellent. Because you don't get prizes, you just win money.
In the showcase thing.
Test show.
Test show. Showcase. But the...
But in the test shows, what they did is I won the showcase, and I ran over to... I had won a trip and a trip to the Bahamas and an ugly living room set. And or an ugly bedroom set. That was it. It was like wicker and... Ugh, ick. It was horrible. But... So I went, and the models call you over to them, and they were at the trip. And, of course, one of the models then said, why don't we move over this way, and did one of the fabulous Price is Right hand flips to me.
Ooh.
Why don't we go this way? And I said, okay, baby, let's go to the bed.
That's the first time you've I don't even want to go there.
That's the first time a female model has told me to let's go to hop into bed.
Yeah.
But I don't think she really was telling me to hop into bed with her.
Now that Bob Barker is no longer doing the show, can you be on it again?
No, I cannot.
Even
only in reruns.
Huh, okay.
So you will then live on in TV game show lore. Perhaps.
Oh, yes. Oh, well, wait till you see the show, because I really am in history of The Price is Right.
It's something to see. But we've got to get kind of scooting and getting out of here, but Joe, I should say. Joe, it's wonderful to hear from you.
And when are you coming in for a live interview?
You know, I would love to. I really would. I truly, in all honesty to you, Dave, I truly do miss seeing you on a regular basis.
Aww.
And I missed all
Trust
of the...
Trust me, you're not missing much.
Clearly not. All the drunken humor that goes along with Dave's run by. What many don't know is that when Dave is on the air, he's actually half drunk.
Okay, only half?
And
only
half clothed.
They've calibrated my levels. It's like
you've mellowed out over the years, I must admit.
It's all the O'Doul's I've been drinking. It's like 0.5% alcohol in the O'Doul's.
You're not allowed to say something unless they sponsor you.
It's O blank.
You
Some
must
Irish
call the Budweiser
brew.
Corporation. Tell them for a case of O'Doul's, they can sponsor you.
I like the idea. Well, speaking of sponsors, let's... by the way, thanks, Joe. Have a great night. Hope to see
and
you live
soon. Enjoy
your
morning radio news hood on W Blum Blum Blum,
yeah.
Long Island.
I will next week, yes.
Next week? You took the week off because you're scratching?
Yeah.
Yeah, feel better, man. No, I saw his arms.
Who's filling in for you?
Absolutely no one. There's no news. It's amazing.
Well, then Dave and I should fill in for you. Did you know...
Wrong religion.
Oh, why? Is it a Catholic radio station?
A little broader.
Yeah, a little slightly more extreme than that.
More extreme?
Yeah.
What is it? I'm dying now.
It's a Nazi radio station.
Is it really?
No. It's a religious station. It's religious music. It's
and we can't fill in?
Well, I would feel weird. Would you feel comfortable filling in?
Yeah. It's the news, the Pope news.
You make their comfortable filming.
So it would be the Nazi.
I don't
Yeah. Okay, guys, we've got to wrap up because speaking of Christians, we do have Gospel Radio coming in, and they're here now, so we've got to finish things up. Joe, have a great night.
Take it easy.
Bye, Joe.
Bye-bye.